Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from our fair city's glorious history. So listen and remember, Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
In spite of the miles of winding and crisscrossed tunnels that make up our fair city, it is difficult to find what one might call a long tunnel. Most bend and twist, sometimes without obvious cause. There are those who say that this is to discourage abuse of ranged weaponry in the tunnels. Others attribute it to a grand design constructed according to the elegant maps of the directors. Whatever the reason, it happens that Nathan Rourke has never before traveled far enough in one direction to require a pushcart. This particular travesty of engineering features a spacious platform for passengers, room for cargo, and a simple ratcheted handle, which provides a mechanical advantage which is at best negligible, and at worst, a significant loss of energy to the user.
There has got to be a better way to do this. Oh, the end. Oh, thank God. Hey, hold that elevator.
Door is closing.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, no problem whatsoever, sir.
Oh, hey, Mole? You aren't Clay, are you?
The name's Lomi, sir.
Okay, just checking.
Clay is a he-mole. Sir.
And you're not.
No, sir.
Sorry.
It's quite all right, sir.
Hey, sorry. I don't mean to interrupt, but is that a newspaper?
Very good. Indeed it is, sir. The Daily Borough. The finest mole newspaper in the city.
Probably the only mole
Written
newspaper in the city.
For moles, by moles, about moles.
I didn't even know you could read.
It's got it all, sir. All the latest. Tunnel closings, up-to-date numbers on dig figures, the current root ball stand-ins, everything. There's even a lifestyle section with recipes for wormaroni casserole and a 7-mega dip that is perfect for little get-togethers.
Oh, sounds, appetizing.
Don't think it's all fluff, though. We've got hard-hitting exposés as well. For example, in this issue that I just printed an hour ago, we investigate the death of the oldest mole in the city, Old Silty.
You don't say.
I do say. See, everyone thinks he was eaten by mold on account his skeleton was found all eaten and moldy. But see, I think he was murdered.
By whom?
They. Them. The they who do things. They had him proper assassinated. Can you imagine? The first mole ever important enough to be assassinated. Oh, it's a proud day. Sad, but very, very proud.
I'm sure it is.
I don't suppose you would be interested in a subscription. Only 2 worms.
I thought it was just for moles.
Oh, well, we've got a few people readers. Well, we have 2 people readers. Well, one of them's frozen, so I guess he doesn't count, but the other is very keen. Even wrote an opinion piece about the effects creating the woken dead may have on your social life. Very informative.
I think I left my worms in my other jacket.
Very well, sir. say, sir?
I'll just give her a minute.
Doors closing.
Whoa, not yet.
Please stand clear of the doors. Murderer.
Well, that should be enough time, I think. Wait, what did you call me?
Yes, I see, no.
There is seriously something wrong with the elevators. Oh, sorry, Mole?
Hello again, sir.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I appear to be frozen.
Frozen?
Yes, sir. I can't explain it. I simply looked down over the guardrail and now I can't seem to move, sir.
Are you afraid of heights?
Never had a problem with heights down in the tunnels, sir. Well, then again, in the tunnels, we have proper safety equipment and a warm, comforting dirt nearby. Not like up here, what with the see-through floors and the slippery metal and the wind trying to blow you to your certain death on the hard ice below.
No, it's okay, it's okay. How about I go and get you some help?
Much appreciated, sir. I'll just wait right here, shall I?
Yes, do that.
As we leave Sweet Lonely shivering in the open air, we follow young Mr. Rourke over catwalks and under trusses, making his way deeper into the spider web of rigging. His footing is sure, and before long he reaches his former mentor, the suspiciously well-connected and well-respected deckhand on the mighty Stormhawk, Lucky Strike.
Wherever you are, I hope you got good news.
Hi, Lucky.
Took you long enough, kid.
Aren't you surprised to see me?
Oh my gosh, is it really you? If only I had a network of informants and influence throughout the city that might inform me that you were alive, I wouldn't have been so worried about you. I hardly sleep at night.
Okay, I get it. Jeez. I thought you'd be happy to see me, is all.
I know I'd be happier if I didn't know exactly why you're alive and why you're here. You're working for them.
Look, it's bad, I know. I'm here because I need your help.
What? No line of bullshit? No fast talk about how it's not your fault? You didn't know? You weren't involved? I don't know whether to be surprised or disappointed. You might at least have the decency to hide the fact that you're a murderer.
Listen to me, Lucky. You're my one chance out of this mess. I can't deny what I've done, but I want it to stop. You have to find a way to make me disappear or something. You've done it before.
Have a drink with me, kid.
I'm serious. They expect me to check in with them in 20 minutes. I'm supposed to be in position, ready to do another job. This is not the time.
Trust me. This is the time. Come on now, knock it back. Feeling a little better? Look, kid. I'm finding it hard to overlook the fact that you tried to pull a run on your own. The business with that containment tube, you should have come to me.
I know I screwed things up.
I bet I didn't know the half of it. I know you got picked up by murder. I know you've been pulling jobs for them. And I mean actual murder jobs, no redistricting department crap. You've killed people.
I haven't.
Sure, you just put them in a position to die easy. Nothing to say to that, huh? Drink.
I can't deny it, Lucky. I didn't want to do it. I didn't even know.
Stop it. The sob story isn't going to work here. We both know what they do, what working for them means. You knew.
I didn't have a choice.
The hell you didn't.
Lucky, they'd kill me.
Then you should have died.
Great. Great. We went from, I'll always see you come back alive, kid, to you should have died? You said that to me, Lucky. You said I'd be safe.
That was before you started thinking you were so damn smart you could do it on your own. How the hell was I supposed to help you? You didn't even tell me what was going on. And now you show up out of nowhere and you want me to make your situation my problem?
Please. Lucky, take me away. I know you can do it. Just take me away from here so I don't have to do it anymore. I keep thinking about their faces, Lucky. The look that they had. They trust me. Each of them has trusted me. That old mole, Silty. Tommy?
Tommy Del Rey?
What? I don't know his last name.
Balloon Tommy?
That must be him.
Ah, shit. You crackling bastard. Why?
You knew him?
Damn right I knew him. He was my friend. And he meant a lot more to me than you. You two-faced weaselly turd. Get out. Get off my rig.
Lucky, please.
No, you're not talking your way out of this one. You crossed the line, kid. And there's no way in the clear blue sky I'm helping you now. Go. Now.
More people will die if I do.
I should kill you where you stand. Run!
The skies of Hartford are beginning to feel suddenly very crowded. Events have conspired to lead our heroes here to this place of potential energy. Could any of our heroes have chosen a worse time to visit? As the storm builds, join us next time as the story of our fair city continues.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.